time of worship through giving.
Amen. Guys, we wanted everyone here today. We wanted it to be a celebration for all of our team, and that's why our children are in here with us. We didn't want people out working while we're celebrating together. So I'm not worried about your kids. They can scream and yell. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And let's give each other grace when it comes to those things. We want to be together as a whole family. You guys, not so much. Everyone else. So I'm watching these guys up front. So, hey guys, welcome. I'm Pastor John. I'm the lead pastor here. And this is an amazing opportunity we have to celebrate together 1 year, what God has done in 1 year. And what's funny, if you're anything like me, like sometimes you think you can remember 1 week, okay, 1 month, you know, it's starting to stretch you. But 1 year, you forget all sorts of things. And in this process, looking at what we've gone through and what we've walked through and what awesome things have happened this past year has been just a privilege for us as we reflect back. And we see like, hey, God has done some really fun and awesome things, both in our community and through our community. Both giving to the community around us, participating in things that are going on, loving on this school, being able to donate items and our time and our treasures here to bless this school, to be able to participate in this community, it's just been a privilege. And I was looking back, and I'm really excited about this. $14,064, right? I don't know what you think of when you think about this number, but for a church our size, we gave that much a way to both outreach and missions, right? And so what I love about that number is it's because of your generosity. It's because the generosity of people who give in the offerings and in online, and people have handed me checks and, hey, I want this to go to bless the community. This is one of the most generous group of people I've ever been around, and it blows me away sometimes at people's willingness to be generous, to touch the lives of others. And it's humbling for me to think that we can give over 13% of our income away. If you want to do the math. 13% of all the money that comes in through this church, we're able to give back to our community. And I look forward to that number shooting up and that percentage shooting up as God continues to bless us. It's just awesome to serve with generous people. And we're going to take up an offering here soon. But here's another thing that didn't even account into that. So we do this fun, kind of dumb little thing called Facebook check-ins. And if you check into our church, right, and all of you take out your phones in church and go to Facebook and check in, right? What's cool about that is we just participate with this group, and just through check-ins, like this year we've provided clothes for people who needed clothes, winter coats for those who didn't have it. We provided clean drinking water, both in Haiti and communities around our nation. We provided days of care for underprivileged kids. We provided hot meals and shelters just by checking in. It's just been something that we've had the privilege to connect with. And it's awesome when you look at the numbers. And sometimes our numbers might be a small percentage of the bigger thing. But just participating with the church around us, we've been able to do this through this stupid little thing of Facebook check-ins. But God has put it on people's heart to give based on check-ins, and we've been able to participate in that. That's looking back. We've been able to give a lot of this money away, and because of your generosity and your continued generosity, we're looking forward. And this year, we have put on these two missionaries and monthly supporting. We are part of the network that they need to do what they are been called to do around the world. Luke and Sarah Bates work with underprivileged girls in Bangladesh. They take these young women out of just horrendous situations, and they give them a future. They give them an education. They invest into these kids, and they watch as they grow. These tens of young girls who come into their program, and we get to be a part of that. Like if I said, what are you doing for young girls in the slums of Bangladesh? Really, most of us say, in my lifetime, I will do nothing. But what's awesome about the church is he brings the people together so that we can resource and we can invest to those who God's called to go make a difference. Luke and Sarah Bates, they've gone and been such an awesome force for good in their communities, and we have the privilege of investing into them. And this other couple, we just met them. It's Brooke and Tom, and their last name is really funny, and I can't remember it. It's, you remember what it is? Oh, yeah. It's Harshberger. Right? I thought that was entertaining. Tom and Brooke Harshberger. And they are, I just met them this week, they are going to plant a church and help plant church in Ireland. And most of us, we don't think of Ireland as a hurting place, a broken place, but in the city of Belfast, there's been such brokenness around the conflict between Protestants and Catholics, which is more of a cultural thing than it has anything to do with faith. And they are going as this kind of wave that God's sending into Belfast, Ireland, to heal the brokenness there and to build the bridges. And they have an awesome support network, and they have an awesome team, and they're going to go and they're going to begin planting churches that are going to build the bridges and tear down these huge 80-foot concrete walls and the bigger ones in the hearts of those the divided in the people of Belfast. And they're called to these people. Brooke is a social worker. Tom is a educator, and they're going to make a difference, and we get to be a part of that. And it's awesome. I like to think of myself as somewhere down in there Irish, right? And so, like, this is, I get to help the people in Ireland. So I'm going to call our ushers forward. And I want us to prepare to give. Guys, God calls us to give. It's not an option in the Bible. He calls us to give. But here's why. Because he knows that nothing in your life can control you like your stuff. And the number one thing that you can do to break that control is to give it away. So I say this, and my wife always gets mad. Our church does not need your money, okay? We do not need your money, right? God will provide. But God says, you know what? You need to give your money away. And we're going to do it. And one of the things that we're going to do is this is my brother-in-law, Will Hampton, and his church, Two Rivers Church in Binghamton, New York. And they are amazingly responsible for planting this church. They gave us the trailer and the truck we used to haul it. They've invested in Rebecca and I over and over and over again, and they've just been a huge blessing. And they minister in a really poor area of Binghamton, New York. And they have this. They've had record attendance the last month and a half, and they have come up over $10,000 short in what they need to continue as a church. Right? And so I want to say thank you to those who invested in us. Like, this church didn't have a lot to give, and they continue to give generously to us. So we're going to take a portion of what comes in today and gives it to this church to help to bridge the gap and to do the ministry that they're doing. They started a huge addiction recovery, huge marriage recovery in the city of Binghamton, and they're just doing awesome work there. And I want to say, first, thank you, and two, we believe in you. So on your card there, on your envelope, you can just write Two Rivers on it, and anything you put in that envelope will go directly to them, and then as a church, we're going to give on top of that. But we want to give you an opportunity just to invest back into the people who've poured into us as a church. So if you want to do that, just go ahead and do that now, and we're going to pray over this offering. So we move forward. God, thank you so much for your generosity to us. God, thank you for pouring out on us in our lives. God, we can never give back. We can never say thank you enough. But Lord, you give us the opportunity to do it anyways. And so through our giving, we rejoice and say thank you, God, and take what is so profane as money and use it for your good and your glory, Lord, in your name. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, ushers. All right, so we're going to spend a few minutes here looking back and looking forward. And one of the things we're looking forward to is Easter. Our Easter celebration is going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking to pack out this place again. This is awesome to see you all here. Easter, we will have childcare. We will have childcare. But the Easter season, both Palm Sunday, which is the Sunday before Easter, and Easter Sunday, we're doing what we call the Battle for Your Heart. And we're going to look at the crucifixion of Christ and just what that means to us today and how it can just infuse life into who we are and what we're doing. One of the most misunderstood things in history is the crucifixion. Some of us see it as a, just simply a religious symbol, something that you may not understand the depth of it. But when we understand 2,000 years ago, a man who gave his life for us, it changes our total perspective on our lives. And so we are, everything we do today is in celebration of that. And so that's what we're looking forward to on Easter. Guys, it is a privilege to celebrate our year anniversary with you guys. And we want to say we're going to dismiss the kids out into the lobby. We have my wife and our intern. My wife has a choice. Our intern does not. And we're going. So parents, if you want to take your kids, or if your kids are a little bit older, they can go out into the lobby, and they'll have stuff for them to do, and they'll be well taken care of by an awesome group of voluntolds, right? Redemption Church, this is our mission statement. This is our why statement. This is why we exist. Everything we do is kind of connected to this statement. All right, we exist to reveal God to all people. How many people? All people. That just means anyone and everyone who comes into contact with this church and what we're doing. Right? All of us are in the same boat. We all need God to be revealed into our lives. And we exist to do that. We were to reveal all God to all people and to connect us all to his redeeming grace. Right? That's the kind of foundation of our faith. So that we can discover a life of purpose, serve our world, and grow into fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. We wrote that sentence, I don't know, 2 years ago. And when we wrote it down, it seemed like, oh, and kind of wordy, if you look at it. We were trying to say something important, and it's hard to say something important over a few words. And we said, you know what? What we want from this church is for people to connect, for them to discover, for them to serve, and for them to grow. Because honestly, that's what we want in our own lives. We want to connect to God. Every day, every week, we need God's connection in our lives. For some of us, that means different things. We come at this from different pathways. But God desires to have a relationship with each and every one of us. And at the center, at the core of what we do is that. We want you to understand that God loves you with an undying, never-ending love. And you know, sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Honestly, sometimes you're like, I don't see it. I don't get it. My life doesn't feel that way. But I love the fact that God's love isn't circumstantial. It means it's not based on what you're walking through. It doesn't. The Bible tells us clearly over and over and over again that God's love for you is regardless of where you're at or what's going on in your life. Because the deep truth and the foundational truth that he wants you to build your life on is that your value, who you are, is not based on those circumstances. You're not better when things are going good. You're not worse when things are going bad. Your value, who you are, is not based upon the circumstances of your life. Did you get that, Jude? God loves us, and we need to, like, the connection to that love is what changes everything. This church, at one point in time, was a ridiculous thought. Not because we didn't feel like we could do church, but because Rebecca and I both felt like we were too broken. And that we were just too far away from God. What a dumb idea that is. As though you have any say in how close God is to you. We felt like our lives were in too much of a shambles to ever be used again. And God took his people, his church, people just like you, and he wrapped them around us as a couple and as individuals. And it took a long time. It took a lot of arguing. It took a lot of cussing out at God. But we grew, and we connected, and we discovered, you know what, our story's not done. Our circumstances don't define us, and there's a truth that ties our whole lives together. And then what was cool is we started thinking about this church, still feeling overwhelmed, and we started to connect with other people who had similar stories. Other people that came alongside of us and said, hey, we're not perfect. Like, great, you're my people, you know? I'm all about not perfect people, right? And we started to just connect to one another and realize, you know what, God is doing something real in this church. And we're not here to be the best church possible. We're here to be the church that God's calling us, as authentic and as real as we can be. Not to be better than the churches in our community. I love the churches in our community. We planted here not because this church needed a good church, but that it needed another good church. And that we're a light in this community the best we can be. And that's our heart. And I don't know where you're at when you come in here, but I want to tell you something. God called me in the middle of brokenness from hundreds of miles away to come here and plant this church for each and every one of you. Not because I'm some amazing pastor that can make all this difference, but because God can repeat in you the same story that he repeated in me. Whether that brokenness is easy to see or it's deep down and no one knows about it, right? God can repeat that journey in each and every one of us over and over and over again, redeeming your story step by step, moment by moment. That's why we're Redemption Church. Right? We're not done yet. Come on, I know some of you, and I know we ain't done yet. Come on. But it's our privilege to be a part of it together. So thank you so much for being here and celebrating Redemption Church, a place to connect, discover, serve, and grow. So really, what we're going to do here, just get a little bit of emceeing, and then we'll get into the fun part. So here's what's going to happen. We got a bunch of food. It's being made out there. There's plenty of room for you. There's an awesome playground. There is a weight limit for some of you fathers. I saw it start to twinkle in your eyes, like playground, right? So actually, I don't think there's a weight limit, but so there's a playground. We're just gonna hang out. It's beautiful outside. We're just gonna hang out and just enjoy one another, connect to one another, enjoy the celebrating these people who are getting baptized this morning. Right, so that's going to happen here in a few short minutes, but I'm going to ask those who are going to get baptized, if you would, go ahead and make your way to the backstage here to the left. And I'm going to call our worship band up, right? So we're going to transition here. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk through baptism, okay? And so this is what baptism is, right? In the Bible, Jesus told you and me, he says this, he says, go everywhere you can think to go. Go anywhere and everywhere you can think to go, whether it's Bangladesh, whether it's Belfast, whether it's Charlottesville, go everywhere you can think to go and tell people how much I love them. Tell me people how much that I care about the little things in their lives and the big things in their lives. Tell people that I have a plan for them and their value is so much farther and bigger than the circumstances of their lives. Go everywhere and tell people that. And second thing is to baptize them. To baptize them into the community of God and baptize them in this idea of, look, I'm showing people on the outside what God's doing on the inside. I'm telling people on the outside what God's done on the inside. And so when you get baptized, you go underwater and we hold you there for 10 count. That's not true. I asked Declan how long he could hold his breath. He said a long time. So we're going to see. So, but the idea is, look, we are dying. It's this idea of death, and the Bible says, like, when you die to yourself, you can find the truth of life. And it says we're dying to ourselves. That means I'm dying to my selfish living. I'm dying to doing everything the way I wanted to do it. I'm dying to my own sin and the hold it has on my life, right? I'm dying to myself, but we don't keep them there, okay? We bring them back up because that's never where you're supposed to be. You're never supposed to exist in that state of dying. But God says, I have a new life, a big life, an awesome life, a life you never even thought was possible. And when they come up, that's what we're celebrating together. So I have some instructions before we go. Okay, when I put them down or bring them back up, whether it's me, Kimberly, or Tom, I want you guys, when they come back up, I need you to just cheer as loud as you can. Okay, and we're going to be singing songs, and it's going to be chaotic. It's supposed to be. It's like you're celebrating a birthday of someone you care so deeply for, right? So I want us to just celebrate, have fun. If you want to get up and take pictures, if you want to get around and when your family member is getting baptized, whatever it is, it's free. We're not super high church here. You can have fun. We're Pentecostal. You can wiggle around if you want, right? Well, we're just going to have a celebration this morning. And so it starts with this. We're going to read the Apostles' Creed together. There's nothing magical about this creed, but it is very clearly stated. This is what our faith is built upon. So we're going to read this together, right? And this is kind of the foundational principle that's happening here when we get baptized. And so why don't we read this together as a church? And it says this, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. He descended to the dead. Now, it didn't stop there, right? Like, it's not over. And that's what's so exciting about baptism, because on the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is then seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. When you see that word Catholic there, it just means the big church, right? It's not Catholic, capital C, it's Catholic. It just means the universal church, because God's doing stuff here and in Bangladesh and in Belfast, Ireland, and around the world. And what's the awesome thing about when you go to other countries and you visit churches, you show up and be like, man, they're celebrating the same God. This service, the presence of God is the same there as it is here. And so that's what we are celebrating this morning. So our worship band's going to play for a second. We're going to get ready to jump in this pool. It is kind of room temperature. We filled it up last night. We thought about making it really cold, but we decided not to. So we're going to celebrate together. And if you want, let's just have fun. And then afterwards, we're going to have a party. So let's take it away, worship band.